Page 120. Frankenstein, Chapter 5. After all this, I arrived back home in Geneva. Elizabeth was happy to see me. We took a walk by the lake and talked. "My dear Victor, I do love you. Do you love me back? You've been so sad. Do you think I can make you happy again?" Elizabeth asked. I told her that she was the only happiness in my life, and I wanted to marry her, and only her. "But I have a terrible secret. I promise to tell you all about it later, when we're married." The monster's words, "I will be with you on your wedding night," frightened me. I was going to be prepared when the monster came after me. Page 121. Our wedding was a few weeks later. It was a beautiful wedding. In the evening, when we were alone in the hotel, I took out my gun. Elizabeth was curious and scared. "What are you doing with a gun?" she asked me. I told her that this night would be horrible because of my secret, but I had a gun and I would fight. I told Elizabeth that she would be more secure in the bedroom. After this night, we would be happy. But I was terribly wrong. I was frightened and nervous, walking around the hotel, waiting for the monster to come and try to kill me, when I heard a terrible scream. It came from Elizabeth's room. Oh, how could I have misunderstood the monster's words so terribly? I rushed into the bedroom, and there lay my beautiful bride. She was dead. She had black bruises around her neck. She had been strangled. This was the monster's revenge. I wished I was dead and not my beautiful wife. I looked up and saw the monster through the window. He had a terrible grin on his face, and then he ran away. And here are the questions. Where did Frankenstein go after all that had happened? Do you think he expected the monster to be out of his life? What happened on Frankenstein's wedding night?